Joined now by Gavin Monacle, Masconomet head football coach. Gavin, welcome. Good to be talking with you again.
Hey, thanks very much, Bill. Great talking to you, too.
Now, I'm on these Masconomet grounds here where that crazy football game took place last Friday with a kind of a wild ending. Can you shed any more light on what happened at the end? I know I had a chance to talk to one of the officials and where Danvers appeared to score the winning touchdown right at the end with no time, but there were some protests. What's your take on what happened at the end of the regulation?
At the end of the day, I think the refs got it pretty much right in that there shouldn't have been a touchdown, and that looks like the time had expired. They gave him 2 seconds on the run, and then I think both teams had a shot to win in overtime. It went from there. So we're happy, you know, with our kids obviously coming back the way they did and their excitement, and to finish it off in overtime. And, you know, I know the heart ache that, you know, obviously with Danvers, nobody wants to lose that game. We know that. So everyone played their hearts out in that game, and it was quite an event for both teams.
Yeah. And I think you said it too. I mean, both teams played incredibly hard. It was a hard hitting game Friday night.
It was a real hard hitting game. I'm sure we're going to kind of go pretty light today, even in practice. It's going to be a tough. I mean, it's not that easy to come back after that. Emotionally and physically, it's difficult.
Tell me about your team's performance, because I was meant thinking there wasn't a lot of offense at times in the game, but yet there's incredible hitting on defense, and yet you guys kicked in the offense in the second half, in particular in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I think it was great defensive games by both teams. I think going against two good defenses, us and them, I think, you know, Coach Collins did a great job with our defenses during that whole game and throughout the whole season in particular. But the kids really bought in. And when I say buy in, they had to really sell out to take those kids on. That was the buy-in piece that, you know, for the first time this year, I think we really understood that's what we had to do, and we did. And we used, I think, 7 defensive linemen at least, just rotating some fast guys in there for some play, some little guys in there, some big guys in there. We just kept trying to change it up, and whoever went in there just did their best and gave us a great effort.
Well, you were able to stop their passing game for much of the game, their running game as well, and that was there was a lot of pressure in that backfield.
There was. So I give the defense a ton of credit, and they did a great job defensively too of stopping us. And they had a great goal line stand there, which is, you know, one for the ages, the goal line stand they had against us, and then coming out the way they did. And I think it really just hit our kids. We kind of maybe felt bad for ourselves for a few minutes there, and they took advantage of every bit of it. And next thing you know, they're up 21-7. And we talked about it at halftime with our kids. Well, if they can do that, we got to be able to do this ourselves. You know, we have to dig this out ourselves. So that was our big talk at halftime, and then try to make a few little adjustments and wrinkles. But still, only so many wrinkles you can make. You just have to go play foot, block, and tackle, and do the play, the fundamentals.
As you look, one last question on that game. As you look at the film or the video of the game and so on, what any particular performances or plays or moments or adjustments stand out to you?
Not the adjustments per se. I think our line got a little more comfortable as the game went on. I think I was saying before, a lot of body blows. I think our line got a little more confident as the game went on. Offensively, our offensive line, a few wrinkles in the offense, but I mean, Sammy Navarone ran the ball well. Then you saw Will Shannon run the ball well, and you know, Owen got me. He's willing to block, and Tyler, they're both saying, we'll block for Sammy, and like that kind of. Those were some of the conversations that we were having, and you could see them started feeding off of each other a little bit. So that was all great stuff, you know.
So as a coach, when do you settle down after a game like that? I'm sorry, one more question on this game. But,
yeah, no.
I mean, how do you do that?
Well, once you start watching the Swamp Scott film, it really was. You know, once you start seeing Swamp Scott and you start realizing we got to move on and get another big one. It's great about the NEC. Like, every week's like that. You can't dwell on either way. I'm sure Danvers moved on to our game because I'm sure they were watching Marblehead tape, you know, Saturday morning. And
okay, so finally, here is the last question on Swamp Scott. What kind of a game do you expect on Friday night?
Well, I mean, we're even. I think we're all kind of us, Danvers and them, even, and Beverly, throw Beverly in it. Beverly's had some tough luck here and there, but I mean, you know, they pose probably a great passing team, that's for sure. They can throw the ball. They got good receivers over there. And defensively, they're always they don't get the credit they should get, because they last year, too, they were as good of offense as they were. They were a good, tough defense, too. So,
Coach, good talking with you.
Oh, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Gavin Monacle, head football coach at Masconomet.